This is Manny Blue. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Baby, leave wherever you are. Cut a path through the midnight dark. Hope you're wearing those jeans and that black leather jacket. And those high heels that make a whole lot of racket. Crash through the door, perfume explode. Shade up the stairs through the room, you know. Don't slow down when you hit the sheets. Bring that to a turn full speed. Cause you got the restless air. Hear me like a train, hear me like a train. Come in hot, baby, kiss me fast. I don't care about the aftermath. I want your love to hear me like a train, hear me like a train, hear me like a train. Said you closed about an hour ago. I'm waiting here in the TV. You know you got me going out of my mind. Thinking about us and the last time. Cause you got the reckless that I need. Come on girl, make a wreck of me. I want your love to hear me like a train. Hear me like a train. Hear me like a train. Come in hot, baby, kiss me fast. I don't care about the aftermath. I want your love to hear me like a train. Hear me like a train. Never look back, level me. A little smile, little laugh, that way you level me. You level me. Cause you got the reckless that I need. Come on girl, make a wreck of me. I want your love to hear me like a train. Hear me like a train.
Well, I'm outside at Trinity Boy Wharf. That's where we are. And they said it was a 10-minute walk from the tube. It's more like 30 minutes. So I'm still sweating. And it's a very hot day. But with me is Manny Blue.
How's it going?
Great. Thank you so much. We did speak a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But you're here live now. And looking forward to doing the show tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been, you know, like I probably mentioned before, it's been wanting to come down to the UK for a while. So to have the opportunity, we know we played acoustic two nights ago at the sort of opening welcome party, but now we get to really rip it, so we're looking forward to it.
You got a full band with you?
Yes, we do.
Whoa, that'd be good. That'd be good. I've never been down here before, but it's really cool with the lighthouses and the tree that's coming out of the taxi.
Yeah.
And it's all pretty, and it's pretty close to the O2, which is nice.
Yeah, I was told that across the river was the O2, so... Yeah. So maybe in a few years we'll be over there, hopefully, we'll see.
Well, there you go. So tell the listeners, so where has Manny Blue come from? Because it's only been a couple of years you've really been onto the country scene.
Yeah, I'm Canadian, born and raised in Montreal, Quebec, but moved to Nashville in end of 2018 to really pursue it in an environment that, you know, supports country music, is an incredible... infrastructure, I think, as far as the town goes, for supporting music in general. So, you know, was tired of getting punched in the face in MMA and decided maybe music would be a more fun way to go about things. So here we are.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you've had quite a bit of success with the music you've already released.
Mm-hmm. We have. You know, watching the monthly streams go up on Spotify, you know, at a crazy rate has been pretty wild. We kind of just send a screenshot, whoever's looking at it on the day, we'll send a screenshot to each other and just be like, we can't believe this is happening. So it's pretty cool.
That's great. So you've got one album out or two?
Three EPs. We put two out last year. and a couple singles earlier this year. And a song, you know, it's just the world we live in now. You know, the song we put out August of last year is kind of coming back and hitting more people and kind of creating an audience. So we've been really fortunate that, you know, a song we were super excited with and a little bit disappointed on how it kind of did is now kind of getting a second life and getting to get the reaction that we kind of were hoping for when we first released it, which is
Rusty. And the song is
Rusty Things. Yeah,
Rusty Things. Yeah. So what was the last single?
The latest single we released is a song called Put Your Whiskey Where Your Mouth Is. It's just a song that we had for a while that I just didn't think fit, you know, the projects that we were releasing last year. And so we had time to put it out this year and thought, why not? You know, we were on a cross-Canadian tour and we kind of put it out towards the tail end of the tour. And it's just a fun song. I got to, you know, feature some of my friends from Nashville who are also doing kind of alternative country, PJ North and Cody Parks. So they're on the song too, and it really just feels like a house party. This is Manny Blue. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Put in the time, put in the grind, and punch the clock. Kept it in between the lines all week, and now you're ready to rock. Well, it's Friday night, it ain't Sunday. Had a game plan late since Monday. Come set it off, there ain't no way you're gonna leave without a buzz. If you came to get loud, get loud. If you came to get down, throw down. Oh, little good time off the shelf. You know it ain't gonna drag itself. If you wanna get loose, get loose. If you wanna drink beer, drink too. Don't spend another minute talking about it, go on. Put your whiskey where your mouth is. Don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with sipping it slow. But tonight's the night, we let it slide and let the good times roll. Let's take a little vacation, till the bottom of a libation. Don't worry about your reputation, cause we all doing the same damn thing. If you came to get loud, get loud. If you came to get down, throw down. Oh, a little good time on the shelf. You know it ain't gonna drag itself. If you wanna get loose, cut loose. If you wanna drink beer, drink too. Don't spend another minute talking about it, go on. And push your whiskey where your mouth is. Put your whiskey where your mouth is. And you know I'm all about it. Woo! Put your whiskey where your mouth is.
Your own material?
I do not. I don't write anything. I tried when I got down to Nashville. Everyone's like, you gotta write. And it was never, you know, a skill set of mine. And I tried it and tried it again and tried it again. And I was fortunate when I got to Nashville, at least I had an album or an EP kind of ready to be recorded, which was sent to us by publishers, which I didn't know was a thing when I got down to Nashville. And then after that, trying to write, it's like, it's not going to get better than the guys who do it all the time. So I got, you know, we put out an EP on New Year's Eve called the Country Punk EP, and I got to co-produce it, which was kind of where I got to put my hand in on what it is exactly I wanted it to do. It was the second project of the year, kind of a bonus project, really, so we got to have a lot of fun with it.
I suppose, really, in Nashville, because there's so many good songwriters around, and there's been so many artists that are doing their own songs, mm-hmm. that probably a songwriter said, great, we've got somebody we can actually pitch to.
That's right. I think I helped the system a little bit, because there's a lot of writers who don't necessarily have an artist career or are, you know, a little bit more behind the scenes with their writing. So they've got someone to send songs to. Yeah,
there you go. If anyone else is listening, if you're a songwriter, get it off to you. What label are you on?
I don't have a label. Independent, okay. Right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's no big deal anymore.
It's not a big deal if the right, you know, if the right opportunity comes by that we think is worth the value of what they're offering, and they're true to their word, we'll explore that. But at the moment, it's just been better to be independent, and so it's been working out so far.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Mandy, we're going to play, we'll go out with the latest single now. Give me some of the other songs as well that's been on your EPs that have done well for you.
Yeah, Train hit a million streams on Spotify. Rusty Things is right next to it. You know, just some of my favorites are 95, which is a love song, and kind of a song, again, like I didn't write it, but it is quite telling of a story of my fiance and I. And so, you know, when you get certain songs that come in that hit you so hard, and it feels like you might as well have written it, it's definitely a cool thing to cover, you know, to record and do it. So we're playing it tonight. It's really fun. I've got a tattoo of it on my leg, so I love the song that much, I guess. So yeah, I mean, it's we've got a bunch. We're working on some. We're playing an unreleased one tonight. We're back in Nashville in the studio for the rest of the year, and we're really working on probably making a full length.
Manny, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Good.
This is Manny Blue. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Just what she's got, she's high. She could have a world that's full of pearls and roses if she wanted. No, she don't want it. No, to her it don't mean a lot. It's a good thing a golden heart takes a shine to rusty things. Beat up trucks, midnight trains, old outboards and guitar strings. She don't let a little dust hide the man underneath, cause she don't see what it is. No, she sees what it could be. It's a good thing, a golden heart takes a shine of rusty fangs like me. I don't know why she likes to rub around my edges, or how I spin her around the dance floor. Midnight trains, old outboards and guitar strings. She don't let a little dust hide the magic underneath, cause she don't see what it is. No, she sees what it could be. It's a good thing, a golden heart takes a shine of rusty fangs like me. Trucks, midnight trains, old outboards and guitar strings. She don't let